from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The standing of Brock Purdy within the quarterback tree. And for me, at least, this conversation is largely inspired by those of you who think Super Bowl or bust or Super Bowl window closing. Both of those comments I hear a lot. To me, what I hear when you say that is I'm not 100% sold on Brock Purdy. That's what I hear. Because the idea of a window closing when you have a 24-year-old franchise quarterback is a head scratcher to me, but maybe people don't think that. And so if you don't think that Brock Purdy can ascend or hasn't already ascended to being one of the top five or top seven in the game, and let's say his ceiling is sort of where most people put him right now, 11, 12, 13, whatever, is that good enough for you? Is that good enough? What if, as you said, what if this year does look exactly like last year? And what if there, and the year before, and you are statistically a very good player, and the 49ers are very good, but you fall short. Something happens. Whether an offensive lineman goes the wrong way or an arm falls off of a body or whatever, whatever it is, you know, where are you then? And it, not so much just like what the number would be, but as a fan, are you excited about the next, most of the next decade of having a quarterback who's just like, good. He's good.
No, he's really good.
He's really good.
Yeah, but it just changes when he starts to make more money because your roster will be complete with more underpaid guys, more guys on rookie contracts than what it is now. So it's not really Super Bowl or bust. I'll use that phrase throughout the season, but it is more like you're saying Super Bowl or try again, because next year, no matter what the deal is in this offseason coming up, he's still going to be making rookie money. So you do have one more year. But I think about the NFL standings right now, and if you could look across all 32 teams, how many teams are in a true Super Bowl or bust sort of situation? And I think about the New York Jets with the 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers in the last year of his deal. They're probably either going to make a real run for the Super Bowl or they're going to do something else at quarterback and Robert Saleh might lose his job. The Dallas Cowboys, similarly, Dak Prescott running out of contract and their coach is in a spot where he's a little bit beleaguered. But if you go across the league, there aren't a lot of teams that are really in that win now or else mode. Yep. Like Kansas City, I made the point in the crossover.
Well, now
if they go 0-17,
yeah, they're made
Andy's
men.
Back, Pat's back,
sure.
Everybody's back. But there are some teams, Philadelphia, I would put in that same category.
Well,
coach is going to lose his job unless they win 12 games.
Maybe, but it's not. Yeah, it's not Super Bowl or bust. Every one of these has a little bit of a different quirk to it.
But you get what I'm saying,
totally,
about
100%.
The situation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like Atlanta, you've got a little bit of time. And Miami, McDaniel's going to have at least a couple of years to try to get to that elite level. And the Rams with McVay and Stafford. You know, you're going to give Stafford at least one or two more years. I don't know what his contract status is, but he's not on any hot seat. Harbaugh's got some time with Herbert. And, you know, so there aren't a lot of teams that have that unique pressure. I think the Giants are one of them.
Yeah, I mean, you look at these teams, and if you're going to put it under the umbrella of job status, then yeah, I'd actually argue that the 49ers have almost no pressure on them this
True.
Year. Kyle Shanahan's not going anywhere.
He's not, but the pressure's on, like, the quarterback decision.
Yeah.
And the roster decisions.
And I don't even know exactly what that decision is. I mean, I think it's a different conversation to have if you wanted to throw out the hypothetical question of what would Brock have to do this year for you to not want him to be the quarterback in the future.
He'd have to stay healthy and stink.
It would have to be really bad. Like something bizarro would have to happen out there.
Like he starts getting the yips.
Yeah, yeah.
Like full-on yip.
But I know that this is still out there. Look at this. This is Xfinity Mobile text line, and this is the person I'm talking to.
Oh, jeez. Give out the phone number.
415.
Give the whole number, Mark, so we can blow them up. No, don't do it.
Okay.
That's actually illegal. But go ahead.
Brock is just another Jimmy G. He looks good when he has the Avengers around him.
Brocky P.
And below average when they're injured.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
See, but I can throw right back and go, well, but who made the Avengers the Avengers? I'd argue
I don't even know who's in the Avengers.
Well, you don't, like, if you, now here's where I will talk Brandon Ayuk today. Forget his contract. Nobody has anything provable that Brandon Ayuk is phenomenal except for Brock Purdy. He was good, but there's nothing that happened pre-Brock that would ever make you consider giving Brandon Ayuk $29 million a year. That's a provable statement that I just said. You would never consider paying Brandon Ayuk big money for anything that happened pre-Brock. He was good. Nice player.
Right. You're attributing all of his development to Brock.
I'm not. What I'm saying is that's a response of ridiculousness to the opposite ridiculousness of Brock is only good when the Avengers are out there. My response might be, how do you know that they're not, that they're only Avengers because of Brock? Now, Debo and George Kittle, they were already great players.
McCaffrey as well.
Christian McCaffrey, already a great player. But you can start going around to some of the things that have happened since Brock Purdy and go, I don't know chicken or egg. I don't know. Pat in Foster City. Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, a couple things. One, you know, regarding Purdy, I have family in Mesa, Arizona, where he played high school, and family unusually in the middle of Iowa where we played college football. So I kind of followed him a little bit, you know, earlier than most people. And I really liked him. I liked him in the preseason when he first broke into the league. I thought, man, this guy's got a lot of talent. And then, of course, the rest was sort of history. But my take on him is that I do agree with Matt that we need a little more time to see where he's at. I don't think a season and a half, you know, does it for me. I mean, you can look at a lot of athletes who had a year and a half early in their career and then became busts. Andres Biedrin of the Warriors comes to mind. But there are a lot of other people that are sort of in that camp. So
that's a tough comp. I don't want to interrupt you, Pat. But hold the damn phone for a second.
Let me finish.
Pat, I will let you finish. But we woke up on Christmas morning thinking that Brock Purdy might be the MVP of the league. Andres Biedrich never made anyone think that. Never. Go ahead, Pat.
A huge contract from the Warriors. But anyway, my point really is that his value to the Niners reminds a little bit of Draymond Green's value to the Warriors, in that I think it's uniquely high given the players around him and the coaching staff that he has with him. So, you know, of course, the Niners are going to want to keep him and he'll want to play here. It all come down to the money. And I think the money, you know, it'll play itself out. But I don't have a problem with the Niners seeing what the market will bear for him and then choosing that number accordingly. But I think it'd be kind of foolish to say we're going to pay a top five or top three quarterback money after 2.5 seasons when they may not have to pay that money to keep them, you know?
How about top one? So, how would you feel about that? I mean, because that's kind of usually that's the way it works, though, Pat. Pat, thanks.
Pat, and I wonder...
Jordan Love is number one.
Well, I wonder what the sample size is that makes people feel comfortable giving him that level of money, because you've got a season and a half, including six playoff games. He's 4-2. One of the two losses, his arm fell off in the first quarter, and the other one they lost in overtime to the greatest quarterback in football. So I wonder what people want to see as a sample that would make them feel comfortable. Now, you can have him play out this year, and you're going to, and then you can have him play out his fourth year and let him go to market, but no team ever does that with a player entering the final year of their contract. So after this year, you're going to have a choice to make, and it's not going to be if, it's going to be how much.
Yeah, and again, see, that's what I mean. Oh, you would never pay him top three. Packers just did. Just played fewer games. Get ready. Yeah, he might get top one money. In fact, I would argue right now he probably will. He probably is going to get the biggest contract in the history of the NFL. Hope you're ready.
When it signs, yeah.
When it signs.
It could
and
be.
And that'll last for 14 days.
Maybe it lasts.
And then somebody, you know what I mean?
And I do wonder if he does get the highest average annual or guarantee. He's going to be up there.
If he does the numbers that he did this year, he will.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.